priesthood.
Yeah, man.
Tribe of Levi.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't the tribe that called him.
Come on now.
But it was God. It was God who summoned him. Even before his mother.
That's right.
And his father thought of him.
Yeah, you're right. Come on, Wood.
Before he was formed, shaped in his mother's womb. Not Judah.
That's right.
Not Israel. Not the Levite tribe.
That's right.
But it was God.
Yeah.
I don't want you to miss that today. It was God that found him. In his before he was conceived in his mother's womb. It was the sovereignty of God. In other words, it was God and no external forces that he had anything to do with his call. It's something about God's sovereignty. Because God in his sovereignty is not controlled by any outside force. Neither is he subject to any other forces. He's God, and he's God all. You got it. And so in our text today, it was God who called, who formed, who predestined, who shaped, and however you want to put it, this prophet preacher, Jeremiah. Can I make it a twofold thing? Because not only does God call the prophet, but God calls all born again believers. And so for us to understand the sovereignty and the will and the purpose and the plan of God, we've got to understand that it's not a one-fold thing, but it's a two-fold thing. And as much as some of us as preachers, or as much as some of you as believers, may think that it was you. But the truth of the matter, before you were in your mother's womb, God had ordained you for the call of your life to serve him in whatever task or capacity that he has called you to. And so God in his sorry, I don't understand it. It's just too, David said, it's too wonderful for me. I can't comprehend his knowledge and wisdom and understanding, but thank be to God for the Holy Spirit. Who dwelleth in us and shows us only a glimpse of who he really is. We couldn't handle that.
That's good.
If he shows the whole picture.
Right.
But notice now, and I want us to understand this, because God had called Jeremiah. And these were some difficult days.
Yes, sir.
These were some difficult days. But here's what we need to understand.
Go ahead on.
It was God.
Yeah.
Who called him.
Right.
It was God.
Uh-huh.
Who allowed him.
That's right.
To be born.
Jesus.
And called to the task that he called him to.
Yes, sir. That's good.
Up now.
Yes, sir.
And it was.
Yes, sir.
Some dog days.
Dog days.
I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't want Jeremiah's call. As you read the book, Jeremiah said, Lord, you violated me. Can I talk? I know we see us up here, and you think, Pastor, that's a glamorous place, and you know, oh, it's so much to this, and so much. Let me tell you, this is a hot seat. I mean, there is some restless nights. Some troubled times. In this call.
But God.
I want you to, because it all stems back to God. Who is infinite in his understanding. God, who's not confined, or boarded in by time.
That's right.
Because of his sovereignty. Because of his essence and who he is. God can step out of time. Walk down the world of future. And unfold and know when he already knows. And then God can step back in time.
Never miss it.
And plan in time. For out of time. You get that on the word. Before Jeremiah was born, God stepped out of time. Looked down the road. And knew that he would need a prophet.
For the end time.
To lead his people in some difficult times.
That's good.
And then he comes back in time.
Right.
And said, I already knew you, Jeremiah. Because I had stepped out of time. And I saw the future. So I had to step back in time. And allow your mother to meet your father. To bring my plan to fruition. I wish you'd hear me here today. I really don't mean to bother nobody. But it's obfuscating to me how folk can justify. I'm a mellow a little bit though. How they can justify abortion. Because Jeremiah could have been aborted. If he was living in this time. Because see, you don't really know what God's plan is. And it goes to show us that life is the moment someone can see that's life.
That's God.
I don't mean that.
Just talking.
But I believe if Jeremiah was here today, he would preach this thing. He would say, sisters, your body don't belong to you. But it belongs to the Lord. And you might have conceived of Jeremiah. But God ordained, set aside appointed Jeremiah for such a time as
such a time. Yes, sir.
What was that time?
Troubling time.
We see that he had the vision from about 13 to 16. That he had the vision.
Yeah.
I'ma just put it in to move along. That Israel or Judah would go into captivity because of their sin. And Babylon would march in on Jerusalem. And destroy Jerusalem. And if you read Lamentations, it says that Jerusalem was in such a bad state that after Babylon had marched in and destroyed the city, Jeremiah said that the gentle hand mother who loved their children with all of their heart, it was so bad and difficult that when their child would die, they would eat that child. Because there was no food. The record said that they even ate the down of animals. Because there was no food.
That's bad time, man.
So the king
was troubling time.
Jeremiah was called by God to preach to God's people through what they had to go through. I wish you hear me today. And we have allowed the philosophies, the ways of this world to undermine the authority and the plan of God that he has set before.
That's real, one. That's real.
Press it, press it.
So as we...
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Can do anything but fail. I know I tried him and he hasn't failed me yet. God can do anything but fail. I know I tried him and he hasn't failed me yet.
In good times and in bad.
Can do.